Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One way or another, New World Order, we're going to get you. Dr. Ben Marble, write this down, myfreedoctor.com. Make a donation. You can get you those prescriptions to save your life if you're getting sick. You need to catch it early. Myfreedoctor.com. In closing, you'll be hosting the fourth hour today. Glad you're in Austin and town, were able to come by. But just you got cut off by the break. You were saying God wins.
God wins in the end for sure.
Closing comments before you co-host tomorrow. I think you're also going to be popping in on the War Room today.
Well, I would like to tell people, you know, go to myfreedoctor.com. We can now treat non-COVID-related health problems. Anything that's appropriate for telemedicine we can now handle, and we treat everybody for free. And we do ask for a donation at the end, so I'd like to make sure people are aware of that. If you can't donate, that's fine. We do not prescribe controlled substances. I would say that as well, because sometimes people come and think we do.
Yeah, but you're not going to call up and get codeine. Keep going, sorry.
So, you know, myfreedoctor.com, you can get a free doctor visit, all 50 states in America, and we'll try to help you as best we can. If you have a problem that we can't handle, we'll try to give you direction to the people who can.
Gut level, I mean, we know from the Canadian health minister and others, they're going to just launch a new lockdown soon. That's why we've got to, in my view, just keep hammering them, calling for justice, exposing them now, not just for all the people they killed and for justice, but to stop them from launching the next wave.
Absolutely. You know, there's one other thing we haven't talked about yet. The blood bank, the blood supply in the United States is completely corrupt. It's contaminated with spike protein because they're taking blood from vaccinated people. So we need an alternate blood supply. So hopefully eventually we can develop that.
I've seen articles, Doc, where a lot of the blood banks won't take people with them vaccinated.
Well, that's news to me if they've started doing that now. That's good because they need to not take their blood. The vaccinated people have spike protein in their blood, which causes all the symptoms of COVID.
And how long does it stay? I know they've got year and a half studies now saying it's still in the blood.
That's the thing. They, when it first came out, they said it was going to, you know, stay in just for a few days. But we found out now, you know, over a year later, that people are still producing the spike protein.
It's colonizing the body and causing long-term COVID.
You know, spike protein is the poison, and so they may be producing this for the rest of their lives. We don't know yet. That's the scary thing.
One thing for sure, Fauci and Gates look scared now.
Oh, they are. You know, Dr. Death Fauci's hiding in a hole somewhere. And he should be scared. He needs to be arrested as soon as possible, along with the rest of them. They need to be on trial Nuremberg 2.0, because it's obvious to everybody who's been paying attention to what's going on. So they have to be held accountable is the bottom line.
You're right. I want to play this clip because I mentioned it. This is the premier in Canada of one of their major provinces. Look at the arrogance of John Horgan mocking Canadians protesting COVID restrictions that they intend to have go forever. They're now arresting preachers that they've been holding in some cases for up to several months without charges, with no bond, for being on the streets protesting lockdowns. And they're trying to get 10 years in prison and no bond for folks that organized the peaceful trucker convoy. This is North Korea come to Canada. Here is this crazy-looking nutcase. Here it is.
And I would just say to these people, goodness me, get a hobby. Find something else to do with your time. We are removing restrictions at a pace that is consistent with the work we've done for the past 2 years. And 94% of adults in British Columbia are vaccinated. So we are spending an awful lot of time with a small group of people who seem to have nothing better to do with their time but to drive around in circles honking their horns. I wish they'd take some time to watch television and see the evening news about real tragedies and real disruptions in freedom that are going on in Europe right now. Give your head a shake. Find a better way to take your energies and put it to positive outcomes. That's my recommendation, and I'm hopeful that some of the people who were planning to come here will take my heart that to heart and do the right thing. Find positive pursuits for your excess energy.
That man is under the command of Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, as is the dictator of Canada. And these people are a shame.
Well, you know, I'm a doctor. I swore an oath not to take lives. But if I was a soldier, I'd punch that guy right in the face. He's, you know, it's ridiculous.
I know you're mad, Doc, but they're going to stage attacks on themselves and blame us. False flags. So we want them to be tried by a jury of their peers. And then we want him to go to jail for violating the Nuremberg Code. We need Nuremberg too. We need to be hauled in there. And those that were fined that are consciously involved and were part of this dehumanization, the bio attack, well, there'll be a very serious punishment for them. But after it's been adjudicated. Dr. Marble, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalistic groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I like to have people on that give us next decade's news today, tomorrow's news today. And it's been many years since he was on. It's been far too long. And I'm glad he's here with us. Martin Armstrong, ArmstrongEconomics.com. Most of you know who he is. I'm not going to go over his entire bio. It'd probably be better if he just condenses it down with his 40-plus years of experience to talk about his patented models that have become the models of much of what's going on today. And now, of course, he was targeted by the system to stop him because he was creating disruptive technologies. We'll talk about the neocons, the central banks, what's happening in Russia, the collapse of Keynesian economics, which is behind the whole COVID scam. His war models predicted the current crisis in Ukraine. Unfortunately, the model is predicting a dire future for the global economy. And so to lay it all out is Martin Armstrong, ArmstrongEconomics.com, and Ask-Socrates.com. Martin, been watching you for years and seeing you on all these great shows. I said, why aren't I getting him on? So thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Alex.
Well, you're the expert. You've got the floor. Tell folks about who you are who don't know, who might have been hiding under a rock, and then let's get into the big story here, what you predicted coming through with this war.
Well, I basically have been going, I was named like the International Hedge Fund Manager of the Year back in 98. I was always going head-to-head against Soros and the rest of them, and they didn't like that. And basically what they do is they tend to bribe government officials, etc., to get their own way. And I never really saw them as actually traitors. I mean, even when Soros was going after the British pound, it was the British government that came to me about it. I mean, so it's been an interesting career. And basically, what really took place is you have a group of really, they're the neocons. And they're on both sides of the aisle. And this whole thing with Russia actually began back in 2000 when they were trying to, the bankers had come up with this plan to take over Russia. And they got Yeltsin to basically steal $7 billion from the IMF loans. And as soon as they steered the wire through Bank of New York, they ran to the government and said, oh, Bank of New York just did a $7 billion money laundering. And then, you know, the feds ran in there. And then they told Yeltsin that he had to resign or this was going to come out, and that it was him. And they wanted to put in their little monkey, who was basically Barisnovsky. And that's when Putin comes to power, because Yeltsin realized that this was all a setup. And I believe it was all approved, actually by Hillary Clinton, which is why when Putin just, put sanctions on everybody in the Biden White House, he also selected Hillary Clinton. And, she called it a badge of honor. But I think it was well taken. Yeltsin realized that he was set up in August of 1999, that's when he turned to Putin. And that's how Putin came into power. And then what happened was, supposedly Putin said, okay, fine, you make me the head of Russia and I'll take care of everybody that's behind it. And so you have Edmund Safra, who is allegedly the brains behind the whole operation. He ran Republic National Bank. He was in partners with a guy you'll see all over the screens, calling to sanction all the oligarchs, and that's Bill Browder. And the two of them were partners in Hermitage Capital, and they were asking me to bring over $10 billion to invest in this. And I said, no, my model says Russia's going to collapse. And they basically were, the other way around. They even had Edmund put on a dinner in Washington, D.C. and rented the whole National Gallery. It was for the IMF. I was invited down, and it was basically to show me that they had even the IMF in the back, in their back pocket. And I said, I really don't care. My model says it's going the opposite way. So, in 1998, when they were attempting to go after Russian bonds, etc., and they were trying to get me in on that one, and I said no. And I gave a lecture at one of our conferences in London, and one of the guys from the London Financial Times happened to sneak in the back, and I didn't realize it, but the computer has done amazing forecasts on the rise and fall of empires and city states, etc. So I stood up and I said, look, Russia is going to collapse, and I give it about 30 days. He then goes and puts it on the front page of the London Financial Times. And of course, Russia collapsed. They blamed me, and that ended up being long-term capital management crisis. So I've been doing war with these people back and forth for a long time. And they've always tried to get me involved because instead of looking at it from our model perspective, they looked at it that we were, maybe too influential. Back in 98, when I was managing money internationally, we had the equivalent of 50% of the U.S. national debt under contract back then. That we were advising on. So we were probably the biggest advisors ever. And so that's why they were always kind of like trying to get me on their side. And so what we're looking at now is basically the same agenda. And these neocons are on both sides of the aisle. And what they're doing is, they were behind the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, Syria, etc. They can't sleep at night as long as an enemy is still breathing. And despite the fact that China is no longer a communist country, because there is communism means the government owns everything, and they have, billionaires themselves. So what you end up with is they still prefer to call it the communist China. And so this whole Ukrainian issue, in all honesty, it's very convenient. The whole COVID scam, I believe, was basically to try and get the world going because of there's a real financial crisis developing that people don't know about, and that's in the central banks. you probably just heard that, you know, the Federal Reserve said it was going to raise interest rates. England said it would. Europe said no, they would maybe reduce some of their buying.
And Martin, stay there. We're going to come back and get to this. You know, I'm not a famous economist like you, but I can see that they've created too much debt. There's too much monetization. People don't want more debt. They need a global crisis to be able to continue to pump up this bubble. And so they've gone from COVID. That started failing. So now they're going into a war. They even admit that. They want a financial great reset. They're talking about digital currencies, world IDs. They obviously have some big financial event coming. I want to talk about that with you, what you think that is, and your models showing something even more dire for the future of the global economy, and what the models show is going to be coming out of Russia. You can find everything he does at armstrongeconomics.com or asksocrates.com. You can find what we do at infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And everything this guy said about himself, I remember in the newspapers at the time, everything that happened, he was a political enemy. They grabbed him and, you know, sent him to the Huskow for it. And now they're trying to do the same thing to me. When you get too influential, that's what happens. We'll be right back with our special guest, ArmstrongEconomics.com, with Martin Armstrong.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
There's a lot of hype. Putin's going to get assassinated by his own government. Lindsey Graham is calling for him to do it. What does our guest, Martin Armstrong, think about that? Famous economist and modeler. Joining us now. Cutting right to the chase here, now that you've given us some background. What have your models shown? I know you did predict this conflict. And what are you expecting to happen now? You were getting into COVID and how they were getting ready to use that as kind of a financial reset. What comes out of that? What is their goal? What do you expect to see?
Well, you have to understand that, like, since World War II, they've been using Keynesian economics and abused it in a way. All they do is borrow year after year and never have any intention of paying anything back. The ECB in Europe went to negative interest rates in 2014. And, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we're approaching, you know, 9 years, and they've been unable to raise interest rates to stimulate the economy. So what's happening here is that the whole monetary system is collapsing, and they know that. So this is part of this great reset. And, I mean, as you know, I know, you know, Klaus Schwab. I mean, I've actually shaken hands with him. When he had his little movie, I was invited up for the grand opening that he had in New York. So I know what these people really are. And effectively, they're trying to do almost a Hail Mary here. And you had Biden just try to threaten China not to support Russia. And this is really an attempt to take over Russia, to for regime change, etc. It's the... You have all this agenda coming out with the Ukrainian intelligence force saying, oh, you know, even naming the person that's going to replace Putin. This is not, this is propaganda. Because if somebody was really going to assassinate him, they wouldn't tell him in advance that this is going to happen and who's going to replace him. They're trying to lay the seed to get people to do this. It's regime change, and this is what these people always do. And you just had Soros come out and say the same thing about you know, about China. And that was just in the Epoch Times that they, you know, he says that basically China and Russia represent, you know, the danger to our civilization.
He publicly called for Lindsey Graham and others to take out Xi Jinping and Putin, which really is pushing war, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely. They think that they can just get regime change without war. And I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, Putin is not the worst man in history. I mean, if they want to see somebody really pretty bad, bring in somebody like Stalin. I mean, he'll kill 10 million and then go out and have dinner. I mean, you know, there are have been far worse than somebody like, you know, just Putin.
But you bring up neocons, they're puppets, Bush Sr. and then Bush Jr. and Obama and Clinton. You've got all three of the living ones, Bush Jr., Clinton, and Obama, delivering wreaths to the Ukrainian churches and grandstanding about how this is Hitler, when 11 million people died from sanctions, not to mention war under them. I mean, these guys are freaking war criminals compared to Putin. And I'm not defending everything Putin did. I'm just saying this is like Satan, you know, saying that a guy that cheated on his wife is worse than him, or you know, Al Capone saying one of his lieutenants is worse than him. I mean, the dog doesn't hunt. It doesn't fly. The hypocrisy is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is all about trying to, the way the neocons work, they have three stumbling blocks. First was Trump, and they basically had to launch a campaign that made people hate him. They're doing the same thing against Putin. You demonize the leader, and then you get people to hate them, and then that's what brings the change. The next target is Xing in China. Putin's, is just, you know, stage two.
I totally agree with you, but let me tell you, the liberals I know like Putin more than they like Trump, way more, and all the conservatives like him. I think that's dangerous. I don't think Putin's perfect. My point is, our system is so hated now, and our leaders are such liars, and Biden, this puppet, is so disliked that almost everyone I see and talk to, and everybody they talk to, it actually likes Putin, and I mean, so I don't think this is going well for the neocons.
No, it's not, and there's something very seriously wrong here. When you had these sanctions put on individuals, and they go, oh, well, they're just the oligarchs. Well, no, actually, Czechoslovakia has just announced that they're seizing the property of all Russians, and they have to prove that they don't support Putin to get any of their own property back.
And now the official head of all the ambulances, they have a national ambulance force, officially announced they're going to cut the testicles off of all Russians they find.
It's just, it's complete insanity. Now, the problem is...
So if anything is Hitlerian, it's this. Look, the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin, they're taking his name out of books, out of publications, out of space groups, and saying the next person to go to space was the first because he's Russian. So this isn't just censorship. This is falsifying history now.
Oh, yes, it is. This is a full-blown... propaganda routine, and it's to get people to hate Russians, period. Zelensky's a puppet in himself. It's crazy. And even to say that, oh, he should get the Nobel Peace Prize for what? He has not done anything that he promised to reduce tensions with Russia at all. I know Ukrainians, and a lot of them feel that he's just a puppet for somebody else who has deliberately put the rest of Ukraine in harm's way. For what? For two provinces that the Minsk agreement said they should have been allowed to vote. So it's just complete insanity. And by claiming that he should be getting the Nobel Peace Prize is, again, it's really just propaganda to make this all think that, oh, you know, that's the right side, and then it's going to be Russia and China, and they're evil. And this is World War III stuff. Seizing the assets of private individuals on the Russian side, the Chinese, honestly, they got to be sitting there looking at this, hey, wait a minute. If they'll do it to them, they'll do it to us. So you're talking about not between two governments. You're talking about just confiscating all the assets of an individual.
And now they're banning the name of the first man in space because he's Russian. And as you said, in Germany, they're denying at government clinics, they're denying health care because people have Russian last names. I mean, this is the closest thing to Hitler we've seen in the last 75 years. Martin Armstrong, stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, ArmstrongEconomics.com and Ask-Socrates.com. Don't forget, this important live interview, if you missed part of it, will be archived at band.video, where you can watch it, and most important...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfowarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20
year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Martin Armstrong is a famous economist and modeler, and he definitely has earned his bones in many, many ways in the fights out there. ArmstrongEconomics.com. And yeah, there's no other way to dress this up. We are on the verge of a larger war that most analysts believe will go nuclear if things aren't de-escalated. You have Zelensky. Look, I'm not against homosexuals. I want to be 100% clear. I'm not attacking people. As long as they don't target children. That means heterosexual, homosexual, you name it. But Zelensky follows a model like Arnold Schwarzenegger and like Macron and others, that they were sex toys. And that's the word. I mean, we know he did a lot of homoerotic gay movies and TV shows where he kisses men, and we can show the footage of him in black leather and high heels grabbing a man's butt. And I get joking around and, you know, teasing, stuff like that. But this is particularly homoerotic. And my issue is that's how they compromise you. Just like Hunter Biden, if he wants to run around with a bunch of women, that's his issue. But they're underage and there's video of it. And that's how he gets blackmailed. So that's my issue with this compromising and how these people continue, it turns out, to be sex operatives. And people don't know about Schwarzenegger. I didn't just put it in a film about him. The film was about him, but it had a section. I actually checked it, and it was true. Okay, and it's in art collections, the Getty Museum, Arnold, in gay porn. So that's how they own these people, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how they get away with all this stuff, and that's how they control them. And so how big, Martin Armstrong, is the laptop? Because they denied it was real before, even though it was real. Now the New York Times says it's real, so it is. Because clearly they're getting ready to try to dump Biden. I think maybe even assassinate him and blame a right-winger. I mean, how do they take this horrible liability and turn it into a plus? And what are the danger trigger points to escalate the Russia war versus ways to de-escalate and a way for Putin to exit gracefully, face-saving? That's a gestalt of ideas. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, I'm not so sure they're willing to let Putin escape here. I mean, the neocons really want this. They wanted Biden because he'll basically just sign anything that's in front of him. There are people, I think, starting to realize there is a bigger agenda here, which is why I think the laptop suddenly, oh, gee, I guess it was real. And there's a lot of conflicts of interest that are involved. I mean, Biden and the Clintons were doing the same thing. And so, and you even have the other neocon that died, McCain, he also had a foundation set up. He's the one that took Hillary's fake dossier that she made on Trump involving Russia. He's the one that handed it to Comey at the FBI. So it came from a Republican rather than a Democrat. I mean, they're all in on this together. And
by the way, that's the most important point you make, to interrupt you, is that the neocons are not liberal, they're not conservative. They are fascist that actually came out of the Trotskyites and decided to go against the Russians. So it all goes back to Trotsky leaving, running to Mexico, getting killed. And then the head of the neocons' dad converts and becomes this right winger, but then buys into Straussian economics at the Chicago Business School, who was a Nazi. I mean, these are some freaks.
Yeah, I mean, the neocons are basically not the deep state. The deep state tends to be the agencies more on domestic stuff. The neocons transcend Republic and Democrats. And they are a government within the government. And they have been there for quite some time. They have been, you can even Google it and or look in Wikipedia on Johnson.
They want world domination. They want world domination.
Yeah, I mean, Johnson even said that, for all he knew, that perhaps they were shooting at whales that night. The Vietnamese never attacked. The same thing with weapons of mass destruction. I mean, all these things have been orchestrated to create war, which is what they want.
What you're saying is the neocons go back to L.L. Emmitzer and Curtis LeMay, who wanted to run Operation Northwoods. If I had to describe their beginning, yes, I would say that the neocons came out of Prescott Bush and his Nazi affiliates, and then L.L. Emmitzer and the other Joint Chiefs of Staff staging the Gulf of Tonkin and staging other events. Well, they were out before them, but their adjuncts staged it. And then, of course, we know that Donald Rumsfeld was the chief of staff for Lemnitzer. And so you see that whole line there.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's a view that if Russia's not evil, then why do you need NATO? And you have to understand, they have to have an enemy. They just have to.
So this invasion is a wet dream for them. Why did Putin do it? Why did he walk into such an obvious trap?
Well, basically they sent Harris over, and on February 20th, she stood up and told, it was basically in a conversation, she told Zelensky that the Ukrainians, they should join NATO. And 4 days later, basically, you had the Russian invasion at that stage. I don't think that Putin realized what they were really planning to do. The Belgrade Agreement, most people don't know, but Ukraine was the third largest nuclear power in the world, had more nukes than China. And in 91, when the Soviet Union fell, they agreed. They gave up their nukes. They would not join NATO, and they would remain neutral between both. And that was the deal. And so by Harris suddenly standing up saying, oh, they should join NATO, violated everything that was there. And I think it was deliberate because they knew that was the main thing that would get Putin really up.
Bingo, dead on. And then Biden said, oh, I'm not going to do anything if you don't invade the whole country. And so now Putin's invaded half the country. I mean, they signaled to Putin, go ahead and do it.
Pretty much. I mean, and then they were saying, oh, he's losing because he hasn't taken the country in 3 days. He really didn't try. He was just taking the eastern part, and he left even that column of tanks just sitting there as a threat, but he wasn't trying to actually occupy all of Ukraine. So in that sense, that was correct. I mean, this has been a real propaganda war, and I'm afraid that they think that they can get a regime change over there in Russia, and that somehow miraculously this is going to be the next peg in the Great Reset, and then they turn on China. China would be an absolute fool if they allow this to happen. They should be backing up really Russia at this stage. But they have said that they're their strategic partner. But I mean, you know, Biden then threatened the Chinese. If you do that, support Putin, then we're going to do the same thing to you. I mean, this is, World War III, and most people don't realize why did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? And that's because the U.S. also intervened and put an oil embargo and tried to cut off the energy to Japan, which is why they then attacked Pearl Harbor. So it was the same thing. It was sanctions then that started the Pacific War, and it's going to be sanctions this time that does the same thing all over again.
And we've got Zelensky saying, attack Russia with a no-fly zone, or there'll be nuclear war, even though that would probably start a nuclear war. Final segment, I really appreciate Martin Armstrong coming on. One last segment, we come back. I want to ask you about the dire warnings, the economy, and where you see this going, and how people you think can protect themselves in any ways out of this with Martin Armstrong. We'll talk more about the collapse of the Keynesian economics and more. This guy is dead on, folks. ArmstrongEconomics.com. Ask-Socrates.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Former InfoWars reporter Savannah Hernandez that works for Trump's Truth Social. She's going to be on the show tomorrow. Friday, she got the exclusive interview with the woman edged out and beaten by the man who got the gold medal. And she complained, so Twitter banned her account. Tucker Carlson played that interview, or part of it, Friday. Savannah has even more. She's going to be airing with us tomorrow. She'll be on the show. And it is just crazy. Now, the women that complain about a man competing, they get banned. What an insane tyranny. And then, I'm going to do a big report on this, or I'm going to cover it tomorrow. Peter Daszak was involved in the labs. He is Ukrainian. That are there in Ukraine and other areas. It's in mainline documents and news. This is never broken, though. It's in news before COVID. So, this is hiding in plain view. We're going to be breaking it tomorrow. But everybody else is welcome to break it now. This is huge. Hell, I might just go in the war room today. We're out of time, pretty much, and we've got the great Gerald Celente about to take over, but this is all crazy. Martin Armstrong, let's get into the economy, and then I want to ask you about these labs as well. You talk about really bad economic numbers, this bubble, can they keep pumping it up? Are they going to use a global power outage? They claim that the Russians launched a cyber attack to reset things. All the central banks are on the news saying, soon your currency will be gone. You'll have an app on your phone with a new environmental currency. You've got to be for it or you're against the earth. They're clearly getting people ready for the new system to come in. What's happening?
Well, you have to realize that, I mean, I was in New York a couple months ago, and the top banks in New York will no longer even lend money against European sovereign debt. That's how bad it's become. The repo crisis, which began in August of 2019, that was when the American banks were no longer willing to accept that type of collateral and deal with any European bank on a 24-hour basis. So that forced the Fed to step in and take over the repo market. Well, now the New York banks won't even accept any government debt from Europe, period. Because, like I said, you've had negative interest rates since 2014, and they have been unable to ever stimulate the economy, period. So they know that this is going to be, it's going to go bust. Because what happens is in Europe, you had all your pension funds were under law, had to buy government debt. And when they bought the government debt, it was negative. So you've taken the pension funds, and they're basically insolvent in Europe. And that is a complete disaster. So they know that if this goes completely bust, what's going to happen is that you're going to have millions of people storming the parliament down there with pitchforks, like, you know, something out of the movie of Frankenstein or whatever. But so this whole thing is about they need the war to really create something that justification for Bretton Woods 3. And what they will do is they will default on all the debt. When Klaus Schwab is saying, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, that is a fancy way of saying the government is really going to default. But they can't default unless they make you think they're doing it for you. So it's kind of like insurance. If you buy insurance, you buy accident insurance, fire insurance, but do you buy death insurance? They can't sell that, so they called it life. But are they really insuring you from living forever? No. So you just change the term. And that's what he means when he says, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. It is the cover because the government itself is going bust. So they want to eliminate paper money because people can then hoard their cash, keep it out of the banks, and that's, you know, what they want to stop. So what you have going on here is this whole covert agenda, and that's the digital currencies, etc. And people have to understand, even with the cryptocurrencies, they can seize everything in the blink of an eye. Just as they're seizing yachts from oligarchs, etc. I mean,
and as you said, they've now moved on to regular Russians. And Martin, I know you're giving us a boil down, but everything you said is just 100% of the money from my own research. But taking it to the next level, as you've done, I remember Soros and others 5 years ago saying, we're going to use Ukraine and a war there to lure Putin in, bragging that, you know, quote, we're going to make Russia part of the Soros kingdom. That's a quote he said. And he said, we're going to use the conflict for a new Marshall Plan for all of Europe because the monetary system is going to go down. So he just said everything you're saying. This is a damn plan. How do we stop it?
Well, Europe is beyond repair. I mean, it really is beyond repair. The EU will end up collapsing, really. You're going to end up with civil war and countries, you know, fighting against other countries. That's the bottom line.
And the Muslims have already basically taken over. I talk to people that travel to Europe, to Paris, everywhere. It's a crap hole. It's ruined. Even out in the countryside, people just run out of the bushes with machetes.
Yeah, no, look, it's, there's, you know, last time I was in Paris, there's people begging you in absolutely every corner. It's really a complete disaster what they have created in Europe. And they, you know, they thought, okay, we ban all this together and we'll be bigger than the United States. And they just have never done anything correctly, period. And so what you have to realize is that I seriously doubt that the euro will be still existing much beyond 2025. The system has to just crash and burn, and that's simply the way it is. It's
I agree. So what happens to Klaus Schwab? Looks like his whole COVID plan is blowing up in his little ugly face.
Well, I, you know, I will say this. I know for a fact that the whole COVID thing was also a organized scam. And our model picked it up in August of 2019. And I know for a fact that Klaus Schwab, we called friends and told them before the crash that a virus was coming. We heard rumors of that in December. So, I mean, that was all planned, and this is now just phase two. But, you know, we have to understand that this is, you know, what that is to try and prevent people from going to work, lockdowns where it gets them to work from home, eliminate cars, things of this nature. And then because the pension funds are all going to collapse, then what do? You replace that with guaranteed basic income. And this is just completely falling apart. The Fed never went negative, and the Federal Reserve is now basically the central bank of the world.
So bottom line, the Great Reset isn't going the way they want. You correct me if I'm wrong, but so then what happens out of this? I mean, now that even their horrible plan is going to fall apart, what's going to come out of this? Sounds like total chaos.
Yes, I think what you're going to end up with is World War III. And that we're going to start seeing things along that line, I would say, even as early as the first quarter of next year. But I think we're headed towards a major reset, not the way Klaus wants it to happen. But I think the whole entire world economy is going to collapse, and we're going to get a completely new type of government. I would like to see it move more towards a democracy, real democracy. We have republics at this stage, which are always the most corrupt. And our computer's basically saying that is 2032 and beyond. And as far as Ukraine is concerned, it came out and I published, you can look at our site, back in 2013, I said Ukraine is the spot. That's where it all begins.
No, I know you said that. People pointed that out to me. Well, Martin, let's not wait 5-6 years till you come on again. This has been such an incredible interview. Maybe in the next few weeks as things develop, pop back in with us, ask-socrates.com, armstrongeconomics.com. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, and yeah, it'll be a pleasure to come back.
All right, thank you. Guys, getting well in the next few weeks, okay? Thank you, Martin. Oh, my God. It's all true. It's all happening. Oh, man, I'm so angry at these people. Oh, my God. I mean, of course their plan's not going to work. And that's one reason I never joined them. A, I don't want to kill everybody and be part of this, but B, I mean, you're taking everybody's resources and we'll all just roll over for environmental reasons and we all starve to death while you're rich? That's how you get giant wars. And then these globalists think they can make it out of this thing? These people are nuts. We have to expose them now. We have to call for peace now. And we have to stop the warmongers now. And all the trendy idiots now need to understand that they are fools. Bloomberg says kill your dog and cat to stop Putin. You can't make that up. Folks, we need funds to stay on air during this whole attack. And I'm just telling you right now, we got great products. We got some new products. We have our new super powerful immune booster that just came in. 25% off immune support, our latest product, InfoWars Store.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.